Yeah, thank you everybody for being here this morning. Look, to touch a little bit on last year, we're very proud of what this club did for this city. It was an excellent time. It was an excellent time for the city and the club. But now it's a new year. It's a new era, and we're looking forward. And we've got a great new head coach, the leader of the club, to take us forward into this next challenge. We've got CONCACAF Champions League on our doorstep. We've got the league season, the Open Cup, Campeones Cup. So it's going to be a very, very challenging season. We also have a target on our back from being champions last year, so it's going to be even more difficult. But some of the things we looked for in our next head coach, Frank DeBoer, were: what's his mentality like? What's his culture like? What's his philosophy like? How does his style of play fit into what we like to do here? You know, what's his attention to detail like? And all those things across the board, you know, made it be Frank was our guy. And we're very much looking forward to him leading this club, and very much looking forward to welcoming him to Atlanta. He's had a fantastic playing career in Europe, namely with Ajax, Barcelona, a few other clubs. Coached at Ajax, Inter, Crystal Palace, big clubs across Europe, with the Dutch national team, 112 caps, yes. Two more than me for the Dutch national team. A few more goals than me as well, yeah. But we're very excited for Frank to be here. Fantastic guy, and just want to introduce him today. So welcome, Frank, and let you take the lead.
Yeah, thank you very much. First of all, welcome everybody, and I hear a lot of times it's still Ken here, so Happy New Year also for everybody. I'm very excited to be here. It's a fantastic club, what I saw already from what I saw today, and also, of course, the information that I got on the internet, but especially with the people that I talked to. When they came to me, I was very enthusiastic in the beginning already, because I followed the MLS already a little bit longer. And, you know, when, you know, a club comes like Atlanta United, you have to be interested, and I was directly interested. And especially the philosophy of the club, the structure of the club, the core values, what for me is a very important issue. Everything, you know, was really fitted to me personally. And of course, the ambition that they have, they just started 2 years ago in MLS, and what they already achieved right now, it's incredible. So they have to do something good here. So, and that's from the start, I had that feeling that I can focus on the one thing that I'm very good at, and that's, you know, the football side. Of course, managing side is also very important as a manager, as a first coach, but still, the number one thing is what you see on the field, and that I want to show to everybody. And again, I'm very excited to start. I'm very proud to be here to continue this dream that the owner, Arthur Blank has. And so for me, I want to continue that, and hopefully we're going to have some great years ahead of us. And of course, what Carlos already said, it's a different year this year. Everybody expect a lot of Atlanta United. That's normal when you're champions. But also the CONCACAF Champions League, we have to play, and all other. So it's going to be a whole different year, not only for the club itself, but especially for the players. And we have to prepare them as good as possible, and that's why I'm here for. And we have a fantastic staff around us, not only the technical staff, but all people around what I saw right now already. So I have a lot of confidence that we're going to hopefully have a great year, season. So thank you very much to Arthur and the club to giving me this opportunity.
Just a couple things to follow up on. Finalizing Frank's technical staff, Bob DeClercq and Orlando Trustful will be brought in as two assistant coaches. There will be a press release going out a little bit after this press conference, I believe, to inform you guys of that update. And we will have probably one or two more updates by the end of the week to round out the staff.
Thanks. We'll open it up for questions now.
Felipe. Hello, welcome. Hello. Felipe Cardenas with The Athletic. This question is for the manager, Frank DeBoer. to Carlos's point and to your point as well, lots of games to be played, different year, lots of tournaments. You've evaluated the current roster, and you've been in this position before where you've won successive championships. So how do you make, how do you look at a dominant MLS team like Atlanta United, and how do you make them better? And then do you feel like you have the depth in the squad to confront all, like, the four championships? Will you be prioritizing the Champions League?
First of all, I think we have the depth in the squad. I think that they already showed that last season that, you know, they played a lot of times with different players also. So that point I think we have covered. On the other side, we're going to play a lot more games. And it's a big task for the technical staff, but also especially for the medical staff to prepare those players as well as possible that they can play those every 3-4 days a game, you know, on the highest level. Because and of course we have to prepare them mentally for that, and it's also a responsibility for the players themselves to prepare themselves well. So this period, the preseason, is very important for us, you know, that they understand, hey, this is so important to the rest of the season. So if you're not ready for in pre-season, it's hard to catch up because you don't have really time to really train and get stronger, because every 3 days you have a game. So so this period of 5 weeks for the CONCACAF Champions League game is very important for all of us. So we are really focused on that right now.
Hello, Frank. Welcome to Atlanta. I'm Alex Rossetti with the Soccer Examiner. Your last two appointments at Eton and Crystal Palace, you inherited a situation that was less than ideal with both clubs.
Yeah.
Can you explain your mindset and how you're coming into a championship-winning club?
No, of course, what I already said, you know, the structure and every organization is so good here. So I can really focus on one thing, and that's the football side, and not to worry about other things. And of course, you know, when you're going to Crystal Palace or Inter, they were in tough periods, right, bad weather at that moment. So you want to get as soon as possible in the positive vibe. Now here already, you know, the positive vibe is here, and we want to use that, of course, with all the people that we have here, especially the players, that they continue to have that feeling, because confidence and positive vibe improve your performance. So, yeah, we're going to use it. But still, we have to realize what I already said. It's going to be a different year, and everybody is looking towards us. We are the champions, and maybe we have to dominate even more the games. They think, okay, you're the champion, so you're going to make the game happen. And that's maybe a different approach, and we have to learn and during the season, but also already prepare them for that.
Joe, second row in the center.
Hi, Joe Patrick, MLSsoccer.com. You come from some of the richest footballing soil that exists in the world. So I'm just kind of wondering what players you've played with or coaches that you've managed with have kind of influenced you as a manager in your career.
No, as a manager, it's especially, of course, Louis van Gaal, because he was already my trainer when I was in the second team or in the under-19s in the academy. And then, of course, he went to be the head coach of Ajax Amsterdam, and I was like 7 years involved with him. And then, of course, I followed him to Barcelona. So he's a very big influential in me, how I think, because he's also the type of person what you expect on the training field, but also on the game itself. And so, but also other coaches like Guus Hiddink, who is, you know, really more the managing type of coach, and Louis van Gaal is more, you know, the guy on the training pitch. But yeah, Frank Rijkaard, you know, he had all a small period. It was at the Dutch team. I learned a lot of him for a coach. As a football player, for me, you know, like Danny Blind, he was one, and Frank Rijkaard when we played, and when we won the Champions League, of course, in '95. Pep Guardiola, you know, was the same age, but he was already the captain of Barcelona when I came. So those players, you know, we had a very good understanding, and also thinking a little bit the same how we think how the game should play.
Coach, do you have any experience in the city of Atlanta, first of all? And then when did Atlanta United, when did you first hear about this team?
What I said, you know, I followed the MLS already a few years, and you know, of course, for example, when Zlatan comes to the United States, because I'm a very big admirer of Zlatan, also of Wayne Rooney, you're gonna follow those guys, of course. But then you also see, you know, what's more, not only there is Zlatan or Wayne Rooney, you know, there is more, you know, players that you, that player also play there, and so you also cross then to Atlanta United. So yeah, then you already see, you know, that they played in a fantastic stadium. We talk to each other, of course. First it goes via the with my agent, of course. Hey, Atlanta United can be maybe interested in you, and then okay, then I have to say, okay, am I interested or not? And I have directly a good feeling, because what I already said, MLS is an upcoming star in the leagues, I think. So they already proved that last season, also with the attendance of the fans and everything. So, and also the quality is rising every year. And so I want to be part of that. The contact, what I already said, you know, started with my agent. Then I had a good feeling about it. And we talked in London with Carlos and Darren. Like 2 or 3 hours we were sitting there in the hotel. Straightly, I think both sides had a good feeling about it. And then I think 1.5 months or 1 month ago, I visit the training ground, I visit the stadium, I visit the office where the owner, Arthur Blanc, was working. I met him with Josh, the son. I think it was also a very nice and comfortable meeting. And yeah, at the end, they decided to go for me, and I was very proud and eager to start. I had also other options, but I said directly to my agent, I have such a good feeling here that I can really do what I think I'm good at. And so that's why I chose Atlantic United. And again, you know, they started fantastic this last 2 years, and hopefully we can continue that that process.
Frank, Mark Bradley from the Atlanta Journal and Constitution. You come from, your background is the Ajax Barcelona sort of possession style. Do you see yourself bringing that style to the Atlanta United team that Martino had, that was a little bit different from that?
Of course, you know, the style of play depends, you know, what kind of type of players you have in the squad. You can play 1-4-3-3-3. If you don't have the players for that, it should be foolish to play that kind of style. And I think Tito Martinez saw that, and Tata Martinez saw that. So, you know, I have to still experience the players themselves. The first 1 or 2 weeks is very good for that, and then we're going to decide, of course, how we want to play. Of course, everybody wants to play dominant football. I like that kind of style, so if we can do that, we're sure going to do that. But still, I have to see, you know, what's the most possibility to win games, because at the end it's all about those 3 points. And of course we want to make it attractive as possible for the fans and everything, but at the end the fans also wants us to win. So it's a combination of those two, and we're going to try to entertain our fans, but also to win. And and if we have to choose, I'm always choosing for winning.
On the left, Cody, can you press one?